Listening comprehension. Listen to the following text about the Irvings and their summer holiday. You can hear the text two times. Please read the questions of Part A first. Part A. In Carlisle. Planning a summer holiday. On a Sunday morning in February, Amelia Irving and her family are having breakfast. It's cold outside, but they're talking about summer, about this year's summer holiday. The Irvings, that's Amelia, who is 11, her 14-year-old brother Charlie, and their parents. Amelia and her family live in Carlisle, in the north of England, very close to Scotland. Last year, they went to the south of France for a summer holiday. It was nice and hot, and it was great fun, but getting there by car wasn't, and it took such a long time. From Carlisle, they went to Dover, a town in the southeast of England. 7 hours. In Dover, they took a boat to get to France. 90 minutes. And in France, they had another 9 hours in the car. This year, Amelia's parents really don't want to do all that driving again. The Irvings want to take the train. And this time, they want to stay in England, too. It's 9:30. Breakfast is over. The Irvings are looking at pictures of hotels and holiday apartments on the British coast. Charlie, Amelia's big brother, is not interested in any of these places. He would like to go to London for a week, because that's what his best friend is planning to do. Amelia is very quiet. She is looking for ideas on the internet. And suddenly she shouts,
"I know where we can go! Let's go to Bristol."
Her dad likes the idea. "That's a fantastic idea, Amelia. I went to Bristol with your grandparents when I was a little boy. It's an interesting city, and there are lots of museums and other places we can visit." A city in southwest England that his father visited 40 years ago? Lots of museums? To Amelia's brother, that does not sound very exciting. Amelia doesn't understand him. She's surprised and a bit sad.
"Come on, Charlie. Bristol, that's Blackbeard's hometown. Blackbeard, your favourite pirate. Don't you remember, Charlie? You gave me all those books about pirates. And Blackbeard's story is my favourite too. On this website, it says that he lived in Bristol more than 300 years ago. Today you can go on a sightseeing tour and see the places he went to. The walking tours are only at the weekend. A tour is about 1 hour and 45 minutes long, and there is a family ticket for £18.
"A walking tour? That's awful! I hate walking!" Charlie shouts. But Mr. and Mrs. Irving really like Amelia's idea. So in the end, it's 3-1. The Irvings are going to visit Bristol this summer. Part A. In Carlisle. planning a summer holiday. On a Sunday morning in February, Amelia Irving and her family are having breakfast. It's cold outside, but they're talking about summer, about this year's summer holiday. The Irvings, that's Amelia, who is 11, her 14-year-old brother Charlie, and their parents. Amelia and her family live in Carlisle, in the north of England, very close to Scotland. Last year, they went to the south of France for a summer holiday. It was nice and hot, and it was great fun, but getting there by car wasn't, and it took such a long time. From Carlisle, they went to Dover, a town in the southeast of England. 7 hours. In Dover, they took a boat to get to France. 90 minutes. And in France, they had another 9 hours in the car. This year, Amelia's parents really don't want to do all that driving again. The Irvings want to take the train. And this time, they want to stay in England, too. It's 9:30. Breakfast is over. The Irvings are looking at pictures of hotels and holiday apartments on the British coast. Charlie, Amelia's big brother, is not interested in any of these places. He would like to go to London for a week, because that's what his best friend is planning to do. Amelia is very quiet. She is looking for ideas on the internet. And suddenly she shouts,
"I know where we can go. Let's go to Bristol."
Her dad likes the idea. "That's a fantastic idea, Amelia. I went to Bristol with your grandparents when I was a little boy. It's an interesting city, and there are lots of museums and other places we can visit." A city in southwest England that his father visited 40 years ago? Lots of museums? To Amelia's brother, that does not sound very exciting. Amelia doesn't understand him. She's surprised and a bit sad.
"Come on, Charlie. Bristol, that's Blackbeard's hometown. Blackbeard, your favourite pirate. Don't you remember, Charlie? You gave me all those books about pirates. And Blackbeard's story is my favourite too. On this website, it says that he lived in Bristol more than 300 years ago. Today you can go on a sightseeing tour and see the places he went to. The walking tours are only at the weekend. A tour is about 1 hour and 45 minutes long, and there is a family ticket for £18.
"A walking tour? That's awful! I hate walking!" Charlie shouts. But Mr. and Mrs. Irving really like Amelia's idea. So in the end, it's 3-1. The Irvings are going to visit Bristol this summer. Now you can hear Part B. Please read the questions of Part B first. Part B. After the family's holiday in Bristol. When she sees her grandparents in September, Amelia tells them about their trip to Bristol.
"Mum, Dad and I loved our holiday in Bristol. We didn't go to any museums, but we did the Blackbeard walking tour without Charlie, who stayed in bed. We also went to Bristol Zoo and saw elephants, polar bears, tigers, lions and snakes. It was a very hot day, so we stopped at Splash, a water playground in Bristol Zoo. Mum and Dad even started a water fight. Can you imagine that? That was so funny. But Charlie didn't see them because he was sitting under a tree, looking at his mobile phone and listening to music. He still had his shoes on. Can you tell me what's wrong with my brother? Last year in France, Charlie and I had water fights all the time. But in Bristol, he was so strange. On our last day, we visited the SS Great Britain, an old ship that is a museum. They even had something special for us kids. I got to wear the uniform of a captain, and they even let me climb to the top of the mast. That was so cool. Of course, Charlie didn't want to climb the rigging at first. But then he started to laugh and said, "Okay, now it's my turn." And up he went. Mum was really fast. She took some pictures of Charlie and me with her mobile phone. Then she smiled and said, "Now it's a family holiday for all of us."
Part B. After the family's holiday in Bristol. When she sees her grandparents in September, Amelia tells them about their trip to Bristol.
Mum, Dad and I loved our holiday in Bristol. We didn't go to any museums, but we did the Blackbeard walking tour without Charlie, who stayed in bed. We also went to Bristol Zoo and saw elephants, polar bears, tigers, lions and snakes. It was a very hot day, so we stopped at Splash, a water playground in Bristol Zoo. Mum and Dad even started a water fight. Can you imagine that? That was so funny. But Charlie didn't see them because he was sitting under a tree, looking at his mobile phone and listening to music. He still had his shoes on. Can you tell me what's wrong with my brother? Last year in France, Charlie and I had water fights all the time. But in Bristol, he was so strange. On our last day, we visited the SS Great Britain, an old ship that is a museum. They even had something special for us kids. I got to wear the uniform of a captain, and they even let me climb to the top of the mast. That was so cool. Of course, Charlie didn't want to climb the rigging at first. But then he started to laugh and said, "Okay, now it's my turn." And up he went. Mum was really fast. She took some pictures of Charlie and me with her mobile phone. Then she smiled and said, "Now it's a family holiday for all of us."
This is the end of the listening comprehension.